Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in which a historical milestone, according to all of the media, a historical milestone has been reached. For the very first time, a criminal referral from a House committee, yes, the January 6th committee of the House of Representatives, the Select Committee, a criminal referral on four counts, at least, to the Justice Department from that House committee. Is this indeed a big historical milestone to go along with the honor, you could say, of being the only president to be impeached twice by the House of Representatives? And what happens next in this process, and what is likely to happen? It's up to supposedly not the President of the United States, but the Attorney General of the United States, the Chief Legal Officer of the federal government, because it is a reference to the Department of Justice. To help us wander through and find a way through the confusion today with the committee wrapping up its work, no one better to turn to than John Yoo on the hearing, the referrals, and now the 40 House Democrats who have joined legislation to try to bar Trump from holding any public office. Can that work? That and more for John Yoo, who is the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in Law, a distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also a fellow of the American Enterprise Institute and the Hoover Institution. John, first of all, the four counts today, was there anything particularly surprising in any of those four counts that have been referred regarding President Trump?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me back. I don't think so. I think members of the committee had made pretty clear already in the public hearings that they thought President Trump had violated federal law. And the two main federal laws that the committee is making a referral on, one is corruptly trying to interfere with proceedings, federal proceedings, this one, the counting of the electoral votes. And then the second one is attempting to conspire or give aid and comfort or help an insurrection. But I didn't see anything new really in the report, and these are difficult. There's still going to be difficult crimes, I think, to make out against the president, even though, as you said, this is historic in the sense that this is the first time that Congress has ever referred a sitting president or a former president for prosecution by the Justice Department.
The other two counts, the one that was most surprising to me that people in the press had not anticipated was a participating in an effort to defraud the government, referring to President Trump and his associates allegedly making claims that they knew to be fraudulent concerning cheating in the election. That's also going to be very hard to prove, isn't it?
There's a number of reasons why that one's difficult. When you read the statute itself, you would think this is about people trying to cheat the government out of money or property. It would be hard to make out that, a president who thinks they were not, that they were not reelected because of fraud, even if they might have believed otherwise, even if the facts all pointed otherwise, if they're pressing their arguments somehow to stay in office, is that really fraud against the United States? I don't think there's any real precedent or authority that would stand for that. The Supreme Court has also looked askance at cases claiming that politicians, even politicians who've effectively been bribed, have committed some kind of fraud against the United States. I agree with you. I think that's a very strange account, and I think it's a bit of a reach. The other ones, there's more facts and more precedent on the Congress's side, but not, I don't think fraud against the United States really works.
Okay, the way this goes now, it's up to Merrick Garland, isn't it? He is not required to honor this referral and to launch a DOJ investigation, is he?
That's exactly right, Michael. You know, the framers actually were very worried about the idea that the legislative branch should ever have the power of law enforcement. And so from the very beginning, that was always understood to be one of the most important separations of power, keeping lawmakers and prosecutors separate and distinct. And so Justice Department has no obligation here to do anything unless its own prosecutors think that there are grounds for criminal prosecution after their own full investigation. And, you know, the thing about referrals, Michael, is you and I could send referrals to the Justice Department. Your referral is just anybody saying they think a federal crime has been committed and why they think so and what facts there might be. But the fact that Congress made it doesn't have any, you know, doesn't have any legal bearing or weight with the Justice Department at all.
We were talking about this before, is there are a number of press accounts that say that Joe Biden, as he's been planning his campaign, and apparently he has, he's supposed to be talking about it with his family during Christmas season. Nothing says Christmas quite like running for president again.
Oh, we discuss it every Christmas, don't you?
Well, if the Biden family, I mean, given his previous runs for the presidency. Okay, so basically, that Biden wants to run against Trump because he knows that his best chance of getting reelected is running against somebody who seems even more familiar and, frankly, even more tiresome and unpopular than he is. And so isn't it very likely that with that political calculation that Merrick Garland is going to say a pretty big and probably clear no thank you to the idea of centering Justice Department investigations on the former president?
Michael, one thing your question underscores is that we shouldn't pretend there's some kind of independent prosecutor who is going to sort of robotically look at the facts and come to some conclusion about whether prosecution is warranted. There's always some political aspect to every prosecution because prosecutors have to exercise discretion which cases to bring, and our founders put that responsibility in the sitting president. President Biden is actually ultimately responsible for deciding whether the Justice Department should bring charges against Trump. And as you say, Merrick Garland is President Biden's chief advisor and will make a recommendation. But, you know, for Biden or Garland to pretend they're not really responsible for this just isn't true as a matter of the constitutional structure. And you could say, look, they're, you know, Garland claims, you know, he's appointed this prosecutor named Jack Smith to carry out the investigation. He claims, you know, Merrick Garland claims he's not going to interfere or make any kind of political judgment about what Smith comes up with, but that's inescapable. And of course, if they, you could say maybe the political incentive for Democrats is not to bring charges. It might also
be. Of course not. Because yeah. I honestly believe the same way they wanted Trump's anointed candidates to win primaries because they would be easy to beat. I think that Trump is the overwhelming choice for the Republican nomination by Democratic strategists. We will be right back with John Yoo about another new effort by Democrats to pass legislation that would bar Trump from ever holding public office. Constitutional? We'll talk about that with John Yoo of University of California at Berkeley Law School. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
You can't handle the truth. now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show with Professor John Yu of the University of California at Berkeley, who has been right up the middle of the road in terms of following a line on this question of culpability by President Trump and responsibility by President Trump concerning January 6th. He's been right up a line that has been not only judicial, but judicious, very carefully considered and fair to both sides. And John, there are reports today in the Daily Mail about 40 House Democrats who, and that's 40 out of what they have, 210 or 11. They 40 House Democrats who have signed on to legislation to block President Trump from ever holding public office. Is that even vaguely constitutional?
I don't think so. I think what they're trying to base this statute on is there's a part of the 14th Amendment that was enacted right after the Civil War.
Of the Insurrection Clause.
Exactly. Makes it bars people who are part of an insurrection from ever holding office under the United States again. So one is, and this again goes to something we talked about last segment, the framers did not want Congress to be carrying out prosecutions. In fact, there are very specific constitutional provisions, not just the Insurrection Clause, something called Bills of Attainder, which prohibit Congress from singling any of us, any American out for punishment. Congress is supposed to pass general laws, law enforcement's up to the executive. So I would think that if President Trump were actually prosecuted by the Justice Department and convicted by a jury of his peers of insurrection, then he could not hold office under the 14th Amendment. But what the framers, I think, would have been aghast by would be the idea of Congress passing lists of Americans it thinks should not hold office ever again. That's really outside their constitutional purview.
You remain, however, and correct me if I'm wrong, at least sympathetic to the idea that it sets a very bad precedent if some of the excesses in the way that President Trump handled the election and the normal peaceful transfer of power, that it would set a very bad precedent if he went through that experience with no consequences, that another president would be tempted to do the same thing. Is there a way, without violating constitutional restraints, and one that would be actually politically viable, that there could be some accounting for President Trump's behavior that actually passed muster?
Yeah, I think there's several. The one and the most important one, I think, to the founders was the elections. I think that the elections themselves, the midterm elections, I think were some kind of judgment on President Trump and his claims that he lost the election. I think if he runs again successfully, I think in 2024, American voters are going to have another chance to vote again on what they think about President Trump's fitness for office. I also think impeachment is important. I actually supported the second impeachment of President Trump because I thought he was derelict in his duty in not doing more to stop the riot on January 6th, not calling out the military, not calling out more federal law enforcement. So that's a constitutional provision. It's not criminal. It's the declaration of Congress that President Trump's unfit. And then I still have an open mind about this, is I just don't think Congress has proved it out yet today. But, if the Justice Department does continue its investigations and it does find that there was some kind of link, which I don't see in the January 6th committee report yet, between President Trump and the people who carried out the attacks, the very organized attacks on the Capitol on January 6th, then I think you could make out a criminal case. And the founders did talk about the idea that one restraint on the president from abusing office would be being liable to criminal prosecution once he had left office.
So, again, with that situation as it is, a lot of people are bringing up the example of Richard Nixon and whether Gerald Ford did the right thing in allowing Nixon, after his resignation, to escape legal consequences or legal accountability. Do you think that's a useful analogy at all?
I'm not sure, because, as you say, Ford pardoned Nixon. And many people think this was one of Ford's great public acts, that He knowingly doomed his reelection chances by pardoning Nixon. Ford wanted to spare the country of having to go through essentially what we're going through now with Trump. So you could say maybe Ford thought Nixon would be a one-time only event, but unfortunately it was not, and we're going through everything again. The thing I think is important, though, is I think we don't want to become a nation where each new administration turns to criminal law against the past administration, particularly its political rivals. And what Trump makes even more difficult is he's running again. And so you have the situation where the incumbent administration, which is running for reelection, I think Biden will run for reelection, is going to be using criminal, you know, the vast powers of the government and the criminal prosecution area against not just the past administration, but its current opponent for reelection. I would hate to see our system devolve into where that becomes a regular practice.
Yeah, the campaign chant, lock him up or lock her up, that's not one that our founders would have welcomed.
I agree. That, in fact, we see that in other countries, and it leads to terrible outcomes. Now, the one thing that Trump isn't doing that Nixon did is, you know, Nixon, after he was pardoned, he disappeared from, he didn't disappear from public life. He wrote books, and he would, commentary tried to rehabilitate himself by becoming kind of a senior statesman, but he didn't run for office again. And Trump's almost inviting all this extra scrutiny by continuing to try to be at the center of electoral politics, even after, the disgraceful way he left office.
Don't you think there would be a great national sigh of relief? I mean, you know, President Trump just made $4.5 million on selling those NFTs, the digital trading cards. And, John, what amazed me is that money is not going to the Trump campaign. It's not. We will let people know exactly where it's going as soon as we come back. What a pleasure to speak always to Professor John Yu of University of California at Berkeley, a truly distinguished and fair-minded and open-minded legal scholar. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A group of more than two dozen governors is calling on President Biden to end a pair of emergency declarations for COVID-19. 25 governors, including Florida's Ron DeSantis and Texas's Greg Abbott, signed and sent a letter to Biden. They asked the president to end both the national emergency and public health emergency declared during the pandemic. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of FTX, is headed back to a jail in the Bahamas. Reports over the weekend suggested Bankman-Fried would surrender to the United States However, he instead demanded to see his federal indictment in court. Wall Street starting the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 163 points to close at 32,757. The S&P fell 34 points, while the NASDAQ dropped 159. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. And on the Michael Medved show, they actually do a good job in the Wall Street Journal in covering the Trump digital cards. There are probably people listening to me, I hope there are, who actually bought some of these cards because they ended up being a hot seller. People made fun of them, including me. And the cards, when you actually look at them, there's one that that shows President Trump wearing sunglasses, and he's out in front of a sign, which is sort of looks like the Hollywood sign, but it actually says Trump World. And he's pointing a finger, and then a sign where he looks like John Wayne with a big Western hat, and he has a gun. And then, of course, the superhero sign. Alex Leary points out in the Wall Street Journal is Donald Trump's digital trading cards quickly sold out, according to their promotional website, generating more than $4 million. But none of it will go toward his presidential campaign that had a very rocky first month. And the idea drew continued ridicule from some fellow Republicans on Friday. The cards unveiled by Mr. Trump on Thursday and featuring cartoon depictions of the former president, including as a superhero golfer, race car driver, and Old West sheriff, have nothing to do with the political campaign. The website for the cards states, that means, the Wall Street Journal reports, that the proceeds would go to Mr. Trump and his business partners. Isn't it wonderful that people out there who are able to pay $99 for a card that benefits a very worthy charity, which is Donald J. Trump? It's not even his legal defense fund. That I could understand, because those bills are going to be serious. 45,000 cards were produced, all but 1,000 of which were offered for sale Thursday at $99 each on the website. That would mean at least $4.3 million was raised. So what about the 1,000 cards that weren't sold? A day before the sale, Mr. Trump hyped a major announcement, spurring rampant speculation that he might make real political news. But the revelation of the cards, which are non-fungible tokens or NFTs, drew considerable mockery, including among some of Mr. Trump's closest allies. "I can't do this anymore," conservative activist and former Trump aide Steve Bannon said on his podcast Thursday, interrupting a video of Mr. Trump's promotional announcement of the cards. He heralded Mr. Trump as one of the greatest presidents ever, but said whoever was behind this idea should be fired. Well, probably not if it put $4.3 million in the pockets of the very needy Trump family. "I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman," tweeted the account of Antheme Joseph Gionne, who pleaded guilty to one charge related to participation in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. A GOP strategist, Mike Duhaime, said it just seems humiliating and beneath him to be hustling action figure trading cards of himself. He was president of the United States, and he's a billionaire celebrity real estate developer, and now he's selling pictures of himself for $100 each. What do you do with a card like this? I mean, is it an investment because it's going to be worth more? This is really unusual. Very unusual. Since announcing his campaign on November 15th, Mr. Trump has suffered legal defeats and generated a number of controversies, including dining with rapper Kanye West and a white supremacist. That would be Nick Fuentes. Actually, another white supremacist was with him too, Milo Yiannopoulos, but that's another story. A new Wall Street Journal poll showed Mr. Trump losing by double digits in a hypothetical primary contest against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And there's also this that came in, an email that came in about Ron DeSantis. It says, regarding all the hoopla, it's from Richard in California. Regarding all the hoopla over Ron DeSantis, how do we know his popularity in Florida isn't based more on his handling of Hurricane Ian and not so much his purported remarkable performance in all the other state matters? If you recall, all Obama had to do to turn the tide against Romney in 2012 was show up in New Jersey and look concerned and caring about Hurricane Sandy. He actually had to do more. He had to hug Chris Christie. We don't know just how popular DeSantis was prior to the hurricane and his adept handling of it. Notwithstanding, DeSantis looks like a rich Republican and can be convincingly sold as a bully, not that he's either or both. He may fire up conservatives, but not necessarily independents. And he isn't that much more likable than Lunch Bucket Joe. The Republicans need to finally smarten up with Marco Rubio, whose principles and beliefs align with those of Ronald Reagan far more than 80% of the time. Do that, and then we can all experience schadenfreude when the left takes over the suffering. Rubio is a charismatic, very likable Republican who could win the presidency handily. I don't need to list all the other reasons why. They are obvious to me and should be to you as well. Since 2016, Rubio has also matured as a politician. And don't forget, when Marco speaks, young women swoon, old women faint, and toilets flush themselves. Which, I'm not sure that's a winning campaign slogan, but I think you're making some winning points, Richard. I supported Marco Rubio in 2016. He was, and frankly, it's something for which it's been very hard for me to forgive, and certainly my wife, who looks at this very closely, we attended a Rubio events. I'd met Senator Rubio on several occasions. I think he's a terrific member of the Senate, and he's very formidable and good for him. The difficulty was what happened was the debate in New Hampshire where he seemed to go mechanical and just wilted under the attack by Chris Christie. The Rubio campaign had been to finish third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire, and then to win on Super Tuesday. And he had a real possibility of doing that, except for the fact that Chris Christie, who's a very formidable debater and communicator, was extremely aggressive in ripping Rubio, who was making a foolish point at the time, the point being that President Obama was deliberately trying to destroy our economy. Again, do I think it's ever sensible to suggest that a president is deliberately trying to destroy an economy? I think you can say that a president has made mistakes that have been disastrous, that have been economically destructive, but the whole idea of intentionality is a tough case to make. There is more about a crisis on the world stage involving China and Ukraine, of course, and a crisis in Los Angeles on the streets that are covered with homeless encampments, 40,000 estimated in the city of Los Angeles, far more in L.A. County. And now they have a brilliant new plan from the brilliant new mayor, Karen Bass, of what they're going to be doing about it. We will get to that and to much more coming up on the Medved Show.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Somebody, if they need a place to sleep for a night or for a month or for a year, well, you get them a motel room, right? That's the plan of the new Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, and she's announced the plan at her inauguration a couple of days ago, and she appeared on NBC on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. Describing her notion of the perfect destination for the city's homeless population. Clip 13.
Are you still going to allow LAPD and sanitation officers to do these sweeps of encampments?
No, these are not sweeps at all. This is getting people to move on their own, but then after the person leaves, sanitation is absolutely going to have to be there. No question about it. But this is not coercing people. This is not ticketing people or incarcerating people. This is moving people from tents to hotels or motels.
Just great. That's the perfect solution. The story from the AP, the new mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, said that her administration, as he said yesterday, as you just heard, will start moving homeless people from tent encampments into hotels and motels through a new program that launches tomorrow. She said that her new plan to move homeless people into rooms immediately will not address everybody, but it's going to address hopefully a significant number. It has to be a significant number. They count 40,000, count of 40,000 homeless people living on the streets in L.A. She said people will not be forced to move, but the sanitation crews will stand by to clean up areas after people have left. How long is that going to last? And before the next wave of homeless people come, hoping for their own free motel or hotel rooms? This is not coercing people. This is not ticketing people or incarcerating people, she said. This is moving people from tents to hotels or motels. Who pays for that? You do if you live in L.A. On her first day as mayor of Los Angeles, Bass declared a state of emergency on homelessness. She vowed to get more people housed and more housing built so that residents can see a real difference, which hasn't been visible despite billions spent on programs to curb homelessness, including $1.2 billion in the current annual city budget. Bass, a Democrat and former congresswoman, she was on Biden's shortlist to be vice president, has said she intends to get over 17,000 homeless people into housing in her first year. through a mix of interim and permanent facilities. Okay, do the math. That leaves 33,000 homeless people. Pardon me, 23,000 homeless people on the streets of L.A. An estimated 40,000 people are homeless in Los Angeles, a city of nearly 4 million. Homelessness is hugely visible throughout California, with people living in tents and cars and sleeping outdoors on sidewalks and under highway overpasses. Bass said outreach workers will try to coax the people indoors. Good luck with that. People are homeless for a variety of reasons they specify in AP, including mental illness, addiction, and job loss. She said encampments should be significantly down, if not eliminated. How do you eliminate encampments if it's a minority of people you're going to find motel and hotel rooms for? And honest to God, isn't it just natural when the world knows that you can, by being homeless and being enough of a nuisance to everybody else, that that will allow you to get your own free hotel or motel accommodation? And some of these are not all broken down old hotels. They're working with some of the newer hotels downtown in L.A. in one of their many countless efforts to upgrade downtown. It's incredibly sad. And my strong guess, I will be very pleased to admit, if this program, new program, is a roaring success, we will certainly admit that on the air. Meanwhile, one roaring success that I hope is true is a clip two, a success involving an historic change in Japan. This is the ambassador to Japan, former mayor of Chicago, former White House aide to Bill Clinton, Rahm Emanuel. Listen.
It ushers in a new era in defense of democracy and for the joint efforts of the United States and Japan that have moved from alliance protection to alliance projection into the region. I really do think it puts a capital D back in deterrence. And part of that whole strategy, both the documents that outline the policy, the three different strategic documents that the Prime Minister called for over a year ago, even before there were any tanks on the Ukrainian-Russian border or any missiles fired, and then a budget that makes that strategy come to reality over a five-year sustainable version. So it's a welcomed addition by America, and Japan is being a full partner with the United States, and not just for our efforts here in Japan, but into the region. If you call for a free and open Indo-Pacific, you have to have both a military, national security, political, diplomatic, and economic engagement with the region, and this complements all of that for Japan.
And that, it seems to me, is a very positive development. Breaking news, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary hold in response to an appeal from Republican-led states seeking to keep the order in place. According to NBC News, Roberts gave the Department of Homeland Security, which had sought to end the order, until 5 p.m. on Tuesday to respond to the Republican appeal, per the New York Post. An appeals court had previously rejected the bid from 19 Republican states to halt the order imposed by U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan in mid-November, paving the way for the order's termination. I think this deals with Executive Order Title 42 in terms of border security. A Supreme Court delays the end of Title 42. It keeps in place that Trump-era immigration policy, also known as Remain in Mexico, allowing asylum seekers to be quickly turned away at the border. Speaking of turning people away, there is a new movie out with Oscar winners in the cast, Colin Firth, and more. It is called and directed by Sam Mendes, who did 1917, among many others. Empire of Light. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winners Olivia Colman and Colin Firth co-star in the latest from writer-director Sam Mendes about lost souls trying to repair their broken lives in an English coastal town in the 1980s, where they work together in a grand old fading movie palace that represents an empire of light, now playing in theaters.
Look around you. This whole place is for people who want to escape.
Do you feel a bit dumb, I suppose?
Here's to the future. Here's to getting back up. And here's the coming home.
That's an exciting new actor named Michael Ward, who joins the staff of the theater and highlights some of the racial tensions of Britain in the 1980s. The characterizations are deeply sympathetic, without minimizing the sad flaws of the people portrayed. This atmospheric effort by a gifted director won't leave you inspired, but it's impossible not to be touched. Rated R, 2.5 stars for Empire of Light. And next time, speaking of Christmas lights, for 75 years in Bucksport, Maine, they had a nativity scene. Not this year. Why not? We'll talk to the guy responsible, Dan Barker of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We'll also be speaking to Ambassador John Bolton about Iran, Russia, and Trump. Dangers to the world of different sorts. And we'll also be speaking about the January 6th defendant who was charged with plotting to kill FBI agents who investigated him. I know there's a lot of hostility to the FBI right now, but really? Plotting to kill people, pursuing that investigation? We will get to that and to much more coming up Tuesday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.